Now, it is a Q&A show this week, so we're answering your questions. And on the line, we have Rafaela. Hello, Rafaela.
Hello. My question today is, why, when you're in water, do you get wrinkles?
It's an old classic one, always a problem with going swimming as well. Chris, I think this is probably one for you.
Thank you, Ben. Hello, Rafaela. Welcome to The Naked Scientist. The reason that you get wrinkly fingers in the bath is because the skin on your fingers and hands and toes is quite thick, and it's there to protect you. You have a slight thickening of the skin because we tend to rub our fingers against things more often than we rub other bits of our body with things, and the skin becomes thicker there to compensate. And the top layers of that thickened skin are flat, dried-out, dead cells. In fact, they're falling off of you all the time. If you could tot up the number of cells that you're losing, it's about 40,000 skin cells a minute fall off you. If you added them all up, 1.5 stone in dead skin over a lifetime. Now, that dead skin on your fingers, which is still attached, despite being a flattened, thin, thick layer, rather, is nonetheless, it's slightly penetrable by water. And water can get into that layer and it makes the thin, flattened cells swell up a bit. And in the same way that if you make railway lines very, very warm, they can buckle and bend, which is why you have to leave a gap between them. The skin cells do the same thing. They swell up, they press into each other, and as a result they push each other out of the way and they get thrown up into all these ridges and folds because the cells are bigger, because they've got water in them. And then after you get out of the bath or the sea or the swimming pool and you dry out again, that extra moisture that's gone into the cells comes back out, the cells flatten out again, and they go back to their normal shape. And that's why you go all wrinkly in the bath.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your question, Rafaela. Thank you very much.